The start of the Tour de France is still 5 weeks away, which means it's not quite time to start hearing about how difficult it is to ride a bicycle more than 2,000 miles. If all goes according to plan, one day before the winner takes his victory lap down the Champs-Élysées, Zoe Romano will finish running the Tour de France course without the assistance of gears or wheels. 2 years ago, Ms. Romano ran 2,800 miles across the United States to raise money for the Boys and Girls Club. I spoke with her earlier this week, 6 days into her latest journey, and I started by asking how far she had gone.
I am right now in Aix in Provence, and I've gone about 150, 160 miles. So I'm in the middle of the second stage of the tour.
I understand that your journey has not been entirely without incident. Please tell us a little about wild boars, firemen, and non-functional cell phones.
Yes. So yesterday, I was on a mountain trail. Alex, who's with me driving for support, left, and I was on my own. And I'm coming down this trail, and it's a beautiful view of Marseille far in the distance. And I look ahead, and I see a wild boar. And I saw them on my U.S. run, but this was twice as big, just one of the scariest moments of my life, and kind of grunted at me and made that move like it was going to charge. And I just turned around and booked it back up the mountain and back to what I thought was safety. I don't really know, but it was pretty frightening.
And where did the firemen come into this?
Well, afterwards we got back on the road, and we came down to this sort of impasse, and we couldn't drive over it. And I think it was a coincidence. There were firemen there trying to help a communications employee work on the cell phone towers. And we said, you know, parlez-vous anglais, and told them what we were doing. And we weren't allowed to be on those roads. So they sort of escorted us back. They were really nice. One of the firemen's girlfriends is from America. And I guess she's also a very active individual. You know, I'm sure they thought we were a little crazy, but it's normal. Comes with the territory.
Yeah, active is active, but running 2,000 miles over the Tour de France course is something else altogether. Tell me how you came up with the idea of running the course.
Well, after I ran across the U.S. 2 years ago, this past year I knew I wanted to do another adventure, and I wanted to make it, you know, a worthy follow-up to a run across the U.S. because you can't just follow that up with anything. The idea to do the Tour de France came to mind just because it's known as one of the world's most grueling endurance events. It's sort of a way for me to, you know, pay respect to cycling, but also sort of be, you know, kind of like a rascal, like I'm going to run your sport's toughest race on foot and see if I can do it.
What do you have in terms of a support crew?
I have Alex, my boyfriend. And that's it. He's making a film about the run. So he's also filming, sort of going into the towns and the communities and the hosts we're staying with. Some roads are not always accessible by car, but he's there when I need him.
Now, I understand that you're trying to raise money for the World Pediatric Project. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, World Pediatric Project, they're an international nonprofit. They're based in Richmond, Virginia, where I live, and they provide life-changing, life-saving medical care to children in the Eastern Caribbean and Central America. We got to meet their patients, and we got to see what they do in the field. And we're just really impressed by the quality of care that they provide, and they're thinking for the long term. So it's not just that they go down and provide surgeries and then leave. It's really a long-term medical care.
Zoe, I really appreciate your taking the time to speak with me, and I imagine you must be devoting most of your non-running hours to eating and sleeping, and especially sleeping. So thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Zoe Romano is running the equivalent of a marathon each day, and she plans to finish running the course of the Tour de France on July 20th.